7.7 Part 2
This sculpture, called Nelson's Ship in a Bottle, was unveiled in May 2010 and was the first artwork on the fourth plinth to relate directly to Admiral Horatio Nelson, who stands at the top of the column in Trafalgar Square. It was created by the British artist Yinka Shoni Barre. The ship inside is a model of Nelson's ship HMS Victory. The bottle was made out of glass and was constructed by aquarium specialists in Rome, along with the giant cork. Unlike Nelson's ship, however, this ship's sails were made of different African cloths. Shoni Barre said of his sculpture that it was designed to specifically reflect on the relationship between the birth of the British Empire and Britain's present-day multicultural context. The sculpture, the fourth work of art to be displayed there, was on show until January 2012, and in 2015 it was voted by the public to be the best of all the sculptures that had been displayed up to that point. When the sculpture was removed, money was raised to buy it from the artist, and it was the first of the fourth plinth commissions to be relocated in London. It is now on permanent display in the National Maritime Museum. This statue of a boy on a rocking horse is called Powerless Sculptures, figure 101. It was created by two Scandinavian artists, Michael Elmgreen from Denmark and Ingar Dragset from Norway. It was the fifth work to occupy the fourth plinth and was on display from February 2012 to April 2013. The statue, which is 4.1 metres high, was made entirely of bronze. The two artists based their concept around the idea of the many memorial statues of men on horseback which celebrate victory in war. This boy on horseback is vulnerable. Unlike traditional heroes, he is not competitive or aggressive. Rather, he represents the heroism of a child growing up. Talking about their work, the artists said, "We thought maybe we should celebrate some generations to come and hope that there will be a future where there are not so many war monuments." Installed in March 2018 and displayed until March 2020, the ninth work of public art was by Iraqi-American artist Michael Rakovitz. In 2006, Rakovitz started a project to recreate more than 7,000 objects of Iraqi art, which had been lost forever, either looted from the Iraq Museum in 2003 or destroyed at archaeological sites during the Iraq War. For the Fourth Plinth Commission, Rakovitz created a sculpture that was part of this ongoing project called The Invisible Enemy Should Not Exist. It was a life-size recreation of the Lamassu, the winged god that stood at the entrance to Nergal Gate in Nineveh, in present-day Iraq, from 700 BC until it was destroyed in 2015. This Lamassu was made out of 10,500 empty Iraqi date syrup cans, which symbolise not only how so much art was destroyed during the war, but also how Iraq's date industry, the country's second biggest export after oil, was decimated by the destruction of millions of its date palm trees. While his sculpture was on display, Rakovitz also set up a pop-up kiosk across the square, which sold small books of recipes using date syrup, as well as small cakes and biscuits.